good afternoon, and how are you today? And welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and I'm glad to have you here. As I was saying, welcome to Everyday Talk. And in today's news, I'm just going to talk about the railway strike that's here in London, in England. Well, it's everywhere now. This hasn't happened since 33 years. Now, it's called the RMT, are demanding better pay, working conditions. This is estimated to have cost the British economy £1 billion. Many don't agree with this data, you know, what they're doing. It's had events have been put off across the whole of the country. It's had caused disruption. People are unable to go to work and come back from work. If they can, the trains are not running. They'll be running until the next day about 8 o'clock. This began today on Tuesday 22nd of June, causing chaos, and it's going to last for 1 week. The RMT says if the government don't agree with what they want, they're not going to give in. And it can even get worse. It can even make it last for months more. So what is the reasons behind all this strike? Well, they said this strike has also become of the rising cost of living. Petrol, gas, electricity bills, they're all going up. And later in this year, it's going to go up again. So the RMT says that its workers are finding life difficult. Well, we all are, aren't we? So you don't have to go on strike. Well, anyway, they said that things are not good for them. But what they discovered is that the UK has the highest train ticket in Europe, even higher than Germany. It's not curbed. And also, you know what? These train drivers, they're paid £45,000 a year. And still yet, that's not good for them. They want more. But the UK isn't the only one that's suffering. Train strikes in Belgium. The pilots are on strike as well. And in Spain, Ryanair, the plane company, the staff are going on strike as well. Strike. Right. Oh dear. Thank you. Well, as I was saying, 55,000 employees from the RNT are going on strike. What they've also said, that they said that the government has issued them with statutory redundancy pay. Anyway, many thanks to listeners from, let me see this now. Many thanks to listeners from New York, California, Colorado, Louisiana, Texas, New Jersey, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington, Victoria, Queensland, Alberta, Quebec, Ontario. And many thanks to listeners from Barbados, Poland, the UK, Japan, Ecuador, Nigeria, the Philippines, Iran, Germany, Romania, and South Africa. Thank you so much for listening. As you very well know, LMS Radio, we are on Samsung devices, Google Podcasts, anything that's Google, on Podium.com, Player FM, iHeart America, that's iHeart Radio America, TuneIn Radio. Many thanks to listeners from Indiana, Illinois, and Utah. Thanks a lot for listening. Very kind of you for tuning in. Well, however, it's not that bad for some companies. Take a look at Rolls-Royce. It's paying its staff £2,000 lump sum for the rising cost of living to help. This is due to the cost of inflation in the UK, which is rising. And inflation in the UK is around 7 or 8%. Hello, welcome to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. I just put the music down. And there's a commuter case says Ross, and he says that he saved £100 by not working, you know, traveling to work. He's doing his work at home. Well, as you very well know, times are tough, and they say when times are tough, the tough get going. Like this, you know, it's just far away and the music just stopped. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. My name is Gin and I hope to see you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening to Everyday Talk. My name is Gina. Bye-bye.